Magic Kingdom for Sale, Sold by Terry Brooks. The catalog was from Rosen's Limited. It was the department store's annual Christmas wish book. It was addressed to Annie. Ben Holliday stood frozen before the open cubicle of his mailbox, eyes slipping across the gaily decorated cover of the catalog to the white address label and the name of his dead wife. The lobby of the Chicago high-rise seemed oddly still in the graying dusk of the late afternoon rush hour, empty of everyone but himself. Outside, past the line of floor-to-ceiling windows that fronted the building entry, the autumn wind blew in chill gusts down the canyon of Michigan Avenue and whispered of winter's coming. He ran his thumb over the smooth surface of the wish book. Annie had loved to shop. Even when the shopping had only been through the mail-order catalogs, Rosen's had been one of her favorite stores. Sudden tears filled his eyes. He hadn't gotten over losing her, even after 2 years. Sometimes it seemed to him that losing her was nothing more than a trick of his imagination, that when he came home she would still be there, waiting for him. His eyes lifted to stare into the dark square of the now empty mailbox. He remembered what it had been like when he had first learned that she had been killed. He had just returned from the court, a pretrial on the microlab case with old Wilson Frink and his sons. Ben was in his office, thinking of ways to persuade his opposition that his latest offer of settlement would serve everyone's best interests, when the call had come in. Annie had been in an accident on the Kennedy. She was in St. Jude's in critical condition. Could he come right over? By the time he had gotten to the hospital, she was dead. He closed the mailbox door, shoved everything he had taken from it, save the catalog, into one coat pocket, and still gripping the wishbook.